This fan-run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Wait, what? What are we act like Iowa State's some powerhouse?
You're listening to Talk Sports.
I'd be a little worried about betting on Big Ten teams right now, or Big 12 teams. Is that,
you said Big Ten first.
Well, they have 10 teams.
Confused.
Yeah. It's very confusing. Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I have those 1,600 telecasts. Do you have a guess of a number you think would get over 4 million viewers?
I'm going to go 650.
Okay. Hodden?
1,680.
I don't even know what we're talking about. What is this again? This
I don't
is
know.
Way
he just said 1,600, so I said 1,680.
He said 650.
Oh.
I said there were 1,600 games. So oh. You think 1,650 games of 1,600 got 4 million viewers? And then we go to Drake and listen, am I talking to myself here?
On 1340 WKGN.
I'm sitting here doing a conversation, trying to move off the godforsaken, wretched Iowa versus Iowa State debate you guys want to have. Notice Hayden didn't miss the chance to say, you said Big Ten, John, it's Big 12. He knows he didn't miss an opportunity there to try to correct me. But when I go to him for a conversation, he guesses that there are 1,650 telecasts that have reached over 4 million viewers the last 5 years, when there's been less than 1,600 telecasts in general. His guess was 1,650.
500.
I don't even want to play the game anymore. Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
I'm going to start with some golf news. Xander Schauffele. Did you guys hear about him talking about the Ryder Cup, the celebration of the Ryder Cup, and how he basically had to take a little break from golf because he got that drunk? He was that hungover from, I guess, just the whole weekend of partying with the boys at the Ryder Cup. How about it?
We got a party boy over here, huh?
Did you expect that with Xander? I really didn't.
You never know. You never know which one likes to,
that is very true,
to tie one on and get loose.
He said he hasn't been that drunk since he was in college. And he said it was been that bad. And he said it was pretty rough, pretty hungover. And like I said, he even had to take a little break from golf because of it. But I guess well worth it.
Well, didn't we have – was he the one? Somebody like – pulled out of the tournament like on that third, like they're supposed to play on Thursday. I was like, nope, I'm pulling out.
It may have been.
Might have been him. He might have drank himself out of the next tournament. Somebody did. I can't remember who it was, though.
Pretty rough. Some basketball news going to the NBA. How big of a deal is this? Big deal, little deal, no deal. Zion Williamson out to start the season because of a foot injury.
It seems a little shady. It seems like they knew about this and hid it for the offseason, trying to make Pelicans fans drop, you know, buy a bunch of season tickets. And then all of a sudden, yeah, the season's here. Like, okay, we're going to get broken foot surgery. His weight, that's not good, man. He's getting bigger.
Is he getting still, like, bigger? Like, in seeing him recently?
Yeah, no, he looks pretty big.
Yeah.
Big boy.
He's not expected to maybe miss a ton of time, or at least that's the hope. They're just saying the start of the regular season as of now, but it is a right foot injury. That just sounds like you said, not very good. The doctors were very encouraged. Reports are that by the healing of the bone. So, no fixed timeline on Williamson's ability to return, but they said they will do some more scans here in about 2.5 weeks. So about 3 weeks, they are going to kind of reevaluate it and see where he's at. So. Not good. Not good for Zion. Is this, could this kind of maybe derail his season a little bit? Do we think this is not that big of a deal? I mean, Pelicans, not much really hopes anyways to really do much this year, right?
I mean, they seem like they're under pressure to make the playoffs.
They are, but do any of us think they're going to make the playoffs?
Or at least a play-in game.
Still don't feel very confident in them doing that.
No. No, doesn't seem like they're going to be very good. A little bit more breaking news. This damn Christian McCaffrey.
Uh-oh.
Rolled out for Sunday against the Vikings.
Oof. Tough.
Yeah, that was coming when he didn't practice yesterday.
Dalvin Cook, is he playing Sunday?
Think he's supposed to be playing.
Okay.
Yeah, who cares? He's not going to play. If he does play, he'll get hurt or be bad. I hate fantasy football this year.
That's what you get. That's what happens. Ooh, Christian McCaffrey's going to dominate fantasy football, Draven. Yeah, you should definitely take Christian McCaffrey, not Alvin Kamara. Like I said, Cam, look at him. Who knows when he'll be back? He may not be back next week either.
he'll be back.
Who knows?
He's still going to put up more fantasy.
Injuries, man. You never know.
Kamara had a good week last week, right? He had scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, he scored. Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine. Get a little head start.
Aren't they in a bye week this week, too?
Yep. So, cool.
Panthers will have a bye week later. Either way.
Yeah,
either way.
I know.
Let's just say I'm winning that argument. Other injury news for you for fantasy-wise as well. Juice, Jarvis Landry. He's been placed off the IR. He'll be good to go. Trying to make his return this week again, that big game against Cardinals. So no Nick Chubb, but they do get Jarvis Landry back. Did you guys see Odell's comments, by the way?
No.
Nothing, anything to make of him pretty much saying he's an explosive player. He does want, pretty much asking for the ball.
I mean, I feel
not
like
saying that, but kind of hinting around at it a little bit.
I mean, I feel like he's still been pretty open for the Browns. They just haven't hit him. Stephen A. Smith was on the TV yesterday saying that Baker Mayfield's not throwing him the ball on purpose.
I saw that.
And then they need to trade.
What would be the?
And then they need to trade Odell Beckham. And then the three teams he wanted to see him on were the Chiefs, the Packers, and the Bucks. Because yes, all those teams need receivers. It's kind of bring back Max.
Packers make sense.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess
Odell and Devontae, but yeah, I don't know about the other two. But yeah. What was his reasoning for Baker not giving the ball? Don't like him? Is that what he's trying to say?
It seemed like it. He didn't speak it. He didn't say why. He just said, tell me I'm wrong, and just kept screaming. I don't know. And then the video cut off by the time Dan Orlovsky was going to try to tell me he was wrong, so I didn't bother to look up the rebuttal.
Usually I feel like that's how that goes, huh?
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Brady, Mr. Brady, another win. Last night for him, just continuing to dominate the NFL, Cam, as we know he does. And then you had the, I guess he said yesterday before the game, that he could literally play until he is 50 or 55. Like, you want to say that's crazy, you want to think that's crazy, but like,
just shut up and do it. I'm tired of hearing about this.
Could this guy play until he's
50? I'm tired of hearing about this. Just play until
they
you don't want to play anymore.
Like every other
man.
Week.
Yeah, just
like,
shut up. Just play football if you want to play football. And if not, just shut up.
Stop it, man.
No, just like
stop it. This is disrespectful. What he's doing is pretty phenomenal at this point, man.
Does he have to remind us of it every week, though? Like, just shut up and play football.
For perspective, though, that would be 2032 if he played until he was 55.
Cool, man. Do
that
whatever
would be
you want.
Super Bowl 67.
He's not going to play until he's 55.
That'd
shut
be
up.
His
and if he does,
33rd
do
season,
it.
And Trevor Lawrence would be 33 years old at that point if he played until he's 55.
If he wants to play until he's 55, do it, old man.
Come on. That's still pretty crazy.
I mean, yeah.
You got to admit.
I'm going to do radio until I'm 110. You don't hear anybody rolling out a red carpet for
get
me.
Get out of here. You did not just say that.
I'm going to do it until I'm 110. I mean, giving these takes off.
The worst takes
Trevor,
ever.
Trevor Lawrence will be 101 whenever I'm giving these takes.
That's crazy.
You're comparing that to playing football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To being an NFL quarterback? Really? You're really doing that right now?
I mean, yeah. Your voice holding out for until you're 110? Your ears holding out? Your eyesight to be able to keep up with the games? To be able to develop takes? I mean, yeah. Some would say it's equally as impressive. Have you seen any 110-year-old radio host? Vince Scully couldn't do it. Mm. I rest my case.
That's just
yeah, gotcha.
Not even the same.
Checkmate.
Not even close to the same. But okay.
Checkmate.
Cool. Maybe some bad news for my Cowboys Sunday, John. Ruh-roh. Trevon Diggs. Ankle injury. Could be a game-time decision.
Might actually help the Cowboys defense a little bit. He's been getting burned coverage a lot.
Yeah, right. Since he doesn't.
I feel much better about my Cowboys minus, what are we up to? Four,
don't
four and a half?
We're at three still.
Don't you even say
we're
that.
We're up to three?
Don't yeah, you, get, you don't have the right to say that after you bet against them the last 3 weeks.
Well, I'm betting.
Please don't bet. No, don't bet the Cowboys.
Lock
please.
Of the week.
I don't need your negativity.
Lock of the week,
in.
Caden.
That's wild. That's wild, too.
Stop it.
How about them?
Tyron Smith also could be a game time decision as well. The neck injury. It's always the same with this guy. My goodness.
Next
what's wrong
man
with,
up.
What's wrong with Diggs?
Ankle injury. He hurt it in the game against the Giants. He still had the interception and everything. Got kind of.
No, that's why he was running behind that
there,
guy.
So.
Okay.
Don't bet the Cowboys.
They're a lot, my lock of the week.
Don't bet the Cowboys, please.
Lock
please.
Of the week.
I need that negative. I need you guys picking them.
Pick might be my only pick of the week.
Don't do that. Don't put that energy on my
Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Don't put that energy on my Cowboys.
You got jersey I can borrow this weekend? Do you?
Get you a Dak jersey, I guess. You want to wear that?
I got bad ankles as it is. Maybe it feels like I'm playing with fate there. It might be better for me. Who knows?
You never know. LiAngelo Ball. Hornets G League team.
Really? This is a headline?
Seems like a headline.
I mean, I guess really? If you made Sawyer you know? Wade a headline, then... LiAngelo gets his own.
Okay, what
too.
About Scherzer, your boy Hayden? did you guys see what he said after the game? Pretty much asking if he could be good to go for the next game after having to close out last night, and said, "I don't know. Party tonight, figure it out tomorrow." Love that quote. Party tonight, figure it out tomorrow.
You rooting for the Dodgers since they got two of your Nationals?
Yeah, I love Scherzer. He's such a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's he do?
What does
just
he
all
do?
The programs he did in D.C. and stuff like
do,
that.
Do a lot of charity work?
Back. Oh, yeah, so much stuff.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I like his, like aggression and passion in the game, too. Like, he's when he's fun to watch.
People out.
It's just fun to watch somebody who, like, really, like, cares out there. Like, he's not moping around and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a little call there at the end, but, I mean, that's about good.
He would have struck the guy out anyways.
I think so, too. I don't think it would have mattered.
He would have struck the guy out. I'm not worried.
I mean, that guy... They pull up that stat that guy got traded from the Mets, Wilmer Flores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was like 1-for-17 against Scherzer in his
career. He wasn't going to hit Scherzer. He wasn't. Any other headlines?
No.
Hour 3 headlines are brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, they can help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Once again, G3HelpMe.com. We'll look at the NFL weekend after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Let's preview the NFL weekend. A lot of coin flip games. Game of the week. Ravens Chargers.
Yes.
The best one. 2-4-1 teams going head to head, mano a mano, after big come from behind victories last week. So I don't know who's going to have the letdown. Only a 3-point spread either way. Feels like that's the game of the week. Maybe important for, you could see this. Playing into potentially the number 2 seed tiebreaker? Possibly.
Maybe even the 1 seed.
Maybe the 1 seed. Maybe. Feels a little bit more like for the 2 seed to me right now, but yeah, it could be a 1 seed. Mm-hmm. These teams are going to be jockeying for position at the top of the AFC anyway, so feels like an extra big game.
Yeah, I'm super interested in that one.
They should have made it the Sunday night game. I know they can only flex a certain amount of games, but...
I don't think they can flex either until like week
certain amount
10
of weeks,
maybe.
Yeah. Man,
maybe
wouldn't this game, so much more people would want to watch this game on that Sunday night rather than
what is
backup that quarterback Geno Smith taking on washed up Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Ew.
I feel like we knew that before the year too, right? Ew. Didn't we know that before the year?
What, these two teams?
That this would be a better game?
Yeah, you would have thought so.
I mean, no one was high on the Steelers before the year, right?
Didn't think so. Outside Draven.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only person probably outside of Pittsburgh that thought that the Steelers are going to be good.
Yeah.
Back to 500 after this week. Not terrible.
You think they're going to win?
Yeah, they'll beat Seattle. Ooh. Are you going to put your faith in Geno? Go ahead and do that.
I mean, I ain't putting my faith into anybody in this game, but I ain't going to pencil them in. I definitely ain't penciling them in for a win. You're just going to go ahead and just do that? Just pencil them in, slot it in, this is happening?
Pencil it in.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Steelers win.
Ain't doing that at all.
Spread's close, too. Yeah, go on the board.
Are we sure that Pittsburgh even has a quarterback advantage when it comes down to Big Ben versus Geno? You positive?
Big Ben looked better last week. You got to admit, he looked better. And Geno looked great. Against a Broncos defense that's not terrible.
And Geno looked great when he got in the fourth quarter.
Let's see when you have a good defense get to prepare a whole week for Geno Smith. Let's see what he does then. On the road. Yeah. See what he does then.
Any other big matchups?
Cardinals, Browns. Cardinals, Browns. Biggest matchup of the week, I'd say.
Browns, 3-point favorites right now. Who needs it more?
The Browns.
Browns need it more?
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Game back in the division, competing with the Ravens, which I guess, I mean, yeah. Arizona's division's not easy either. At least they have the tiebreaker as of right now.
If I'm making the case for Arizona needing it more, I'm thinking about Arizona just from a mental standpoint.
Just trying to prove, like, they're legit.
Yeah, they're constantly trying to prove they're legit, but also, like, if I'm Arizona, man, like, you talk about sometimes how these teams and fan bases can get in their own head. Like, you know, I think that's a possible. I think Tennessee really needs a good start on Saturday because of that reason. Like,
yeah,
it's been a long time since Tennessee's won a sold-out game at Neyland Stadium, right? I mean, it's been 5 years. It's been a long time since they've won a big game with a lot of hype. I mean, you could talk about Kentucky. That game didn't have a lot of hype. It might be Florida 2016 as well. Like, that might be the only one we've had. And if you go outside of that, it might be, you know, what? You had 2015 against Georgia, and that's pretty much it. Sometimes whenever you have all that damage, like if Tennessee falls behind early against Ole Miss and a little slow getting started, the crowd could actually work against you.
Yep.
With Arizona, man, if I'm them, I'm like, we were 5-2 last year. Finished 500. The moment you, like, lose your invincibility, like, I'm wondering what's going to happen to them mentally.
Yeah, yeah. They have to keep it together this year.
I mean, didn't Kyler show up on the injury report yesterday? You all right?
Man, choked up a little bit. Arizona's a mess. They're a mess. They got Chandler Jones, COVID list. They have 3 staff members on COVID list, like I just said earlier today. Max Williams tied in, out for the season. Like, they're in great shape right now.
So does that mean you can just write it off?
Want this game?
If you're Arizona, like, you're just looking like, ah, you know what, we got enough injuries here. Let's just get Zach Ertz. It's okay if we lose this one. We're a West Coast team traveling east. It's okay. Yeah. The Browns are good. This doesn't define us.
I think you could sell that to yourself for sure, especially being the last undefeated team. I mean, you're just like, Browns. Hey, we already got a leg up on everybody. What, you know, it's not taking too much of a hit.
I guess the Browns are, what, only 3-2, so I guess if they lose this, they're back to 500.
Yep.
Would really be behind the 8-ball there if the Ravens win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is more important for them.
It's a super crowded AFC, too.
I mean, I do think the Rams are going to catch the Cardinals, though. Maybe the Cardinals, like, maybe, like, you could say, like, hey, our actual goal is just to make the playoffs. Like, if you ask us in Arizona, like, what we really want, sure, you could say the division or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, our goal was to make the playoffs, be one of the 7 teams. Whereas I would imagine the Browns were shooting a little bit higher just based off of last year's success, right? The Cardinals are a success right now. They're 5-0. If they get to a wild card, maybe they'll be a little disappointed now. But if you had told them that before the year, they'd have locked that in. Where I don't know if you would have told the Browns they could be a wild card team if they would have locked it in. I think they would have said, no, we're going to hold out for the division. We're going to host a playoff game. Although I will say, like, Arizona does seem to be in a better place mentally inside their locker room, right? Like,
you'd think so.
Just the Baker-Odell thing is old news, but at the same time, it hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
It feels like it's getting blown out of proportion, though, man. Does it not a little bit?
Well, I mean, like, it's getting blown out.
It's the media that makes it a whole big deal.
No, the media doesn't make it a big deal. You just said Odell Beckham was talking about how he wants the ball.
I mean, he says little stuff, but we, like, blow it out of proportion. But every receiver wants the ball. Every star receiver wants the ball.
So do we think Odell Beckham is different than how he used to be? Because, I mean, we're not far removed from him hitting the net and going off on Eli because he wants the ball. Do we think he's just, like, fixed? Because if you think that, that's fine. Like, I'll ride with it, but... Seems like, you know, he is doing he's on his best behavior right now. But before last week, you could excuse that of, well, I'm coming back to a team that was 2-0. We're doing some winning. If they lose this game and Odell gets three catches, I think you're going to see a different Odell. I think he is a team-first guy in the sense of if they're winning, I think it's okay. Yeah. But if they start losing and he feels like he can do more, that's when Odell becomes a problem. That's what was happening in New York. Yeah, they were losing and he wasn't getting the ball. Yeah. Right, but they weren't winning. And he's like, hey, give me the ball. Get me out of here. Do something. Like, you don't want to rock the boat if you're a good team. But if the Browns lose this game, they'll be 500.
I would be like, hey, Odell, we just scored 42 points with you having two catches for, 20 yards. Like, we really need you as much as maybe you think we do? Like, do you have to be making plays? Because
– Well, then that's what I'm talking about, though. See, you asked if it's real. Like, you're already got your argument prepared back to fire back at Odell. You're geared up.
Mm-hmm.
You might tell him you don't need him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there has been a different Baker Mayfield the last 2 weeks. You could say it's because of the shoulder or because Odell coming back. I don't know, but it does do something to him mentally. His reads are slower, and he forces things. I thought Stephen A. Smith's take about that was the wrong thing because the game before, it seemed like he was forcing things to Odell and missing some open receivers because he wanted to get Odell the ball. I don't know. Let's get to our NFL picks after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Cheer on the Big Orange with White Claw Hard Seltzer. All right, let's make some picks. Pull up the standings. Oh God.
You wanna run through last week's too?
Yeah.
I'll run through last week's.
You don't need to do that.
17-6-1, John. College NFL.
All right. Week 6 NFL, or week 5 NFL last week, I went 4-0-1. Packers was a push on the -3. But
if you'd have waited till game time, you'd have got 5-0.
Yeah.
You were on it last week.
Yep.
You've been riding the Chargers. Riding the Chargers has been good for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cam went 1-6 last week.
Shout out to my lock, NFL.
Yeah, are we in fade territory, Cam, or are you still trying to pick winners?
He hit his lock.
God, my lock's a winner, but you can fade everything else.
It seems really stupid to do these segments whenever we are picking so poorly. Although at least like Draven and Hayden are heating up, but like it feels stupid for us to have to give picks. Who the hell is taking our picks right now? Are people actually fading us, or are they rooting for us?
I hope they're fading that week. But I'm back on track this week. Don't worry.
John went 2-0, or not 2-0, 2-4 last week, but hit his lock. So both y'all hit your locks last week.
Those count for 5 apiece when you hit them.
Yeah.
Draven went 1-3-1 last week. He also pushed.
Talk about an NFL king.
Oh,
he won the Eagles. No, missed his lock. Missed.
Wow.
Talk about getting screwed.
The NFL.
It's cool. I'm gonna get my crown back today. Hope you liked wearing it, Hayden.
Patriots was not even close last week.
Draven. The NFL king.
No, that was the only one.
Got derailed.
Yep. Okay, so now the season standings. The new NFL king resides on this side of the table, John. It's me. 14-8.
I don't know who I want to be the king less. I don't know who I want to be the king less between you two.
14-8-1, 63% win percentage. Really,
I got some work to do.
3-2 in my locks. Draven's 14-10-1. That's 58%. 2-3 in his locks. John is 9-20. That's 31%. He's 1-4 in his locks.
They've been bad.
Cam is 7-20. So,
better than Cam's at least.
26%, and he's 2-3 in his locks.
Let's
John
go.
Hit his first lock last week, so.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. All right. You want to start
so
off this
bad
week?
The only other game I hit was the damn Titans. Shout out to them.
Yeah, exactly.
The Panthers blew a big lead. At one point, I was like, okay, I'm about to go 4-2. Let's go. And then, the over I had, I don't even think it was even close. Damn Bears, Raiders. Yeah, it wasn't even close. I should have remembered that. John Gruden had said some racial things, and his black team wasn't going to be playing hard for him. Anyways, let's go. Get to him.
All right.
16-7-1, John.
17-6-1.
Oh, sorry.
Starting off with the 1 p.m. games, I'm going to keep riding the Packers. Packers -6 at Chicago. I also like the Chiefs in a bounce back spot. They've covered 2 of their last 17 games, I believe. I think that they're going to cover this game. -6.5 on the road.
You shouldn't give those stats whenever you're about this, like if you're trying to make the case.
They're coming back. It's going to even out eventually, and I think they're a lot better than Washington.
Okay.
I think they're pissed off after all these games that they've.
We've been saying that every week. I'm beginning to think the Chiefs just suck. I'm beginning to think that they just suck.
You got to pick your spots. Okay, so now I got the Browns -3 versus the Cardinals. Does kind of hurt that Nick Chubb's out, but I still like them. The Raiders +4 at Denver. I've been baiting the Broncos the last 3 weeks. One every week. I like the Raiders +4. And then lock the week, still ride the Chargers. Chargers +2.5 at Baltimore.
Okay.
I feel great about those. Be honest.
You feel great or you don't?
I don't feel great about some of them.
What a great segment. You're giving
but
people.
Maybe that's good.
You're giving people picks good. You don't feel great about. Me and Cam are giving them losers. Draven is losing his confidence as it goes along.
No, we're coming back. We're coming back this week.
Cam, just what do you got this weekend?
All right. Well, I got this weekend.
Are we fading you, or are you picking winners? Like, which one is it?
This one's a winner.
Because you're fading MVP 20-7.
Should have been fading me.
Well, you don't fade somebody at the very beginning. They got to prove that they're fadable at that point.
But we're bouncing back this week.
I did a couple weeks ago, and then I went 6-1 if you would have faded them. So, I mean, I think I should get credit for that. That's just true. For the record.
Well, these unfadable picks, I got Washington over 23.5 total points. Kansas City has given up 28 points in every game this season. I think Washington can at least get to 24, even if it is in a losing effort. So I like that point total for them. Got the Cardinals +3.5 at Cleveland. I think they get it done. I think they're just.
It's 3 now.
It went down to 3?
Yeah.
No.
Chubb news.
I'll keep it okay. At 3. That's fine. I can deal with that. I have the Broncos -4 versus the Raiders. I think the Raiders are just going to be all over the place a little bit this week.
Me and Cam go up against each other every single week, I think.
Literally
every week. He loves the Broncos.
I do like the Broncos. I got the Chargers versus Ravens under 51.5. I think that's going to be under that total. I don't really got any stats for you or anything. I just
what a terrible pick segment. We're scrapping the pick segment.
Just pure belief on that one.
It's not because I'm 10 games below 500. We're not doing the pick segment, the NFL pick segment anymore.
And my lock of the week, give me the Cowboys -3 at the Patriots, baby.
Let's go.
The Cowboys, they're going to get it done. No Trayvon Diggs, no problem, you know? That's what they say around there. That's what Jerry always says. That's what he used to tell me.
Right.
Don't worry about my boy Dakota. He'll take care of it. Ain't that right, Dakota?
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That was Cam that made that voice, not me.
Say, I don't like where this is going, Cam.
Yeah.
All right. Am I up?
Yep.
Okay, let me give you guys some actual decent picks. Taking my crown back, like I said, Hayden. Hope you enjoyed wearing it. Hope it looked good on you. Hope you took your pictures. My laptop just died. You go, and then I'll go.
Could this be going any worse? Could it be going any worse?
You got your picks ready or no?
I do, but I had all these stats and information to go along with.
Oh, my God. We're scrapping the NFL pick segment.
Just go ahead and go.
People are here. They're ready to go.
I'll go last.
Yeah, I'm last.
Okay, well, then we're going to have to wait on my laptop to turn back on.
Okay, we'll just wait.
What a debacle.
Take your time.
I'll go ahead and dive into this first game because I didn't have a ton of stats to go behind it, so I'll go ahead and get into it.
I don't actually care to go. I'll let your laptop fire up.
It's coming back right now, right here. Here we go. Look, right there, right where I was at too. All right, here we go.
Pretty easy to boot up. Must not have a lot of memory there and a very good operating system.
No, probably not. Vikings, Panthers. Love Carolina +2.5. Currently, has it changed any? Anybody want to double check that for me real quick? See if we've had any quick changes. I saw it at 2.5 last. Let's see. Yes. Still 2.5. Okay. Plus 2.5. It's in Carolina as well. This is, I know, you know, what you're thinking, John. You're saying, didn't you not just say Christian McCaffrey out for the game? Yeah, yes, I get that. Whatever. This is more about Minnesota's offense. They have been brutal the last 2 weeks. Brutal. Well, they scored 7 and what, 16? 19, I guess. They got a lucky field goal at the end for the game winner when they should have lost that game to Detroit. Minnesota's offense is a mess. The offensive line is a mess. Carolina, still, you think about it. Last week, Philadelphia scored, what, 21 points? And they still pretty much dominated. Carolina did defensively. It was just Philly and just creating turnovers. Had a blocked punt. Had, what, 3 interceptions on Sam Darnold. That was the difference in this game. If Sammy can just take care of the ball. Sammy D, just take care of the ball. Don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything stupid. This could be a low-scoring defensive battle. They can win this game. Dogs at home. I mean, they can win this game by a field goal. Minnesota is terrible. They're terrible offensively, and they're not doing much defensively either. Love the Panthers. Plus 2.5. Road dogs at home. Love it. Love it. Sprinkle a little money line, maybe. Plus 2.5, Carolina. Another 1 o'clock game. Chargers at the Ravens. Hayden, you said you liked the Chargers, didn't you?
Always and forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the Baltimore Ravens in this game. John, did you know that the Chargers are dead last in the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game? Dead last, the LA Chargers are. And you say, well, Baltimore's not been able to run the football as effective as we've seen maybe past years. They finally, you know, lost the streak Monday night. And the Ravens' pass defense is a little weak. We know the Chargers can sling the ball around a little bit, right? The Ravens' 4th most passing yards allowed so far this season. So, I think this is going to be a little, you're going to put a little bit more focus on that, right? Pass defense for the Ravens, going to try to improve. They're going to try to take away the pass. Ravens.
Which side are you arguing for now? You're,
I'm just giving
you're
you stats
pretty
both
bad
ways.
Points on
just listen,
Ravens.
I'm giving you stats both ways. Again, Ravens are going to put emphasis to stop the pass because they've struggled against that so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chargers have struggled against the run. They're going to try to stop that. What do you trust more, Hayden? What do you trust more? You trust Austin Eckler to have a productive game when the Ravens are playing just complete coverage all day against the Chargers? Or do you trust Lamar Jackson to maybe do some things with his arm, maybe sling it down the field a little bit? Because, again, the Chargers' defense, run defense is terrible. They're going to try to stop the run. Really love the Ravens in this game. I think Lamar Jackson has a big game, slinging the ball around a little bit. They can still run the football some. Ravens minus 2.5. Chargers got to lose eventually. A lot of tough games in a row.
The Ravens have to lose eventually. They're 4-1, win all these close games.
They're just not tough games. Yeah, they played an overtime game against the Colts. They should blow out the Colts.
Board bet.
You want board bet? Let's go. Yeah. You wanted a board bet. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh. Chargers plus 2.5.
All right. Ravens minus 2.5.
That would be how that works, yeah.
Love Baltimore in this game.
You
love Baltimore.
Like that.
I know. Smack that face, I swear. Bengals, minus 3.5 in Detroit. Love the Cincinnati Bengals in this game. Listen, John.
If I ever fought Hayden, I'm just going to grab his cheeks real tough. That's almost start
oh, he'd
to fight.
Be done
just
after
right there
that,
in the eyes. I'm going to get him right in the eyes, right there on the cheeks. Just squeeze
he'd
so
be,
hard.
He'd be done after that.
Crack his little eye sockets right there. But I love Hayden, so I would never do that.
Of course. Of course. Bengals.
But if I were going to.
Bengals, minus 3.5. John, did you know the Bengals actually rank 7th in defensive DVOA? So far this season, tough up front. They rank 4th in stuff rate, stuffing runs.
Yeah.
So far, they're pretty good defensively, yeah. Pretty good on that front 7. The Lions are pretty much like, I get it. Again, a couple heartbreaking losses, whatever. They've also had just terrible, terrible statistics so far, really both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're being dead last in yards allowed per pass attempt so far this season.
Yep.
And they also rank 28th on offense and passing DVOA and 25th in rushing DVOA. The Lions are just not a good team. I don't care if Dan Campbell's up there crying. The Bengals, defensively, they got enough. Burrow, Jamar Chase. This spread's way too close. Like, what do we get? Detroit's not good. They're not good, Hayden. I don't care if they keep losing heartbreakers. They are not a good team. Bengals win. Give me the minus 3.5. I'm taking the Cowboys. I don't like everybody taking the Cowboys, though. Makes me a little skeptical, makes me a little nervous. But,
the
I mean,
only
this,
one that's
this,
done
this
it.
Game, they should dominate the Patriots. Patriots haven't done anything offensively to impress you. Dallas can run the football, can throw the football. This is just way too easy. Trevon Diggs doesn't play. He does play. It doesn't matter. Cowboys minus 3. They're going to dominate this game. They're going to dominate. Way too close of a spread. Patriots are just not that good of a football team. And then, you know what? I'm going to go with it. Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football. Seahawks. Steelers. Give me Pittsburgh. -5.5. Like, 5.5 for Geno on the road in Pittsburgh against that defense? Like, we do realize Pittsburgh's defense is still pretty damn good, right? You do realize that, John?
Sure.
28.6% dropbacks, they get pressure. 28.6% of the time, they are getting pressure on the quarterback. Fifth highest in the NFL. The defensive line's still good. I don't even need to tell you about how bad Seattle's defense is. Maybe the worst defense in the NFL. One of the worst, right there with the Chiefs. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. And Big Ben got a little confidence going. Got something going a little bit this past week against the Broncos. Against good defense. Steelers, -5.5. They'll win by double digits.
Well. I hope you lose all those picks.
Thank
Packers,
you.
-6. I don't like laying this many points, especially not on the road. But look, I'm just going to keep playing the trends. Eventually, they're going to work out. I know they haven't worked out for me yet. I'm going to keep playing the trends. Packers, they own Chicago. Aaron Rodgers owns Chicago. 10-3 against the spread. And outright, which, I mean, I'm sure most of those, they were close favorites or underdogs. But 10-3 against the spread on the road in Chicago is Aaron Rodgers. He's covered 4 straight against Chicago. He owns the Bears. I don't think this Bears offense is any good. I truly don't. I think the Packers can score 24 points. I don't know if the Bears can get over 17. So, give me the Packers. Don't feel great about it.
Good pick.
Thanks, Hodden. Washington and the football team. They are synonymous. They are the same. We'll play the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs over 54.5. I just think both teams are going to score a bunch of points. I think both defenses stink. Don't really have anything else to say about that. Both defenses stink. I'm going head-to-head with you, Draven, on this one.
I like it.
Give me the Lions +3.5.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 3-2 against the spread, despite being 0-5. Cincinnati. They're not good enough to be favored by over a field goal on the road against anybody. I'm sorry. Detroit plays tough. They're trying to get a win. They haven't given up on Dan Campbell. They're probably not going to win. They're probably going to lose another heartbreaker, something like 19-17. But that gets me in the door as a winner. Give me the Lions to cover the 3.5. Going head-to-head with you on this one as well. Geno Smith, 5-0 against the spread his past 5 starts. Some are saying he's the new Teddy Bridgewater. 5-0 against the spread in his last 5 starts.
Let's go.
Me. I'm some. He's covered 5 straight. 5-0 as a starter. Pittsburgh. You know what they've done the last 5 games? They've been favored. Lost outright. I'm not laying over 5 points with Pittsburgh over my dead body. Give me the Seahawks. They'll somewhat keep it close. Seattle 16-8 against the spread as an underdog at least 4. I understand Russell Wilson was probably the quarterback for most of those. I don't care. I'm going to trust Geno to do enough. Get the ball to Tyler Lockett. Get the ball to DK Metcalf. That'll be enough. Something like 21-17. 23-20. Titans, Bills. Give me over 54. I think the Bills are a juggernaut offensively. I think they're going to score 40 points themselves. That means the Titans just have to get a garbage time touchdown to get to like 17. Give me the Bills and Titans over 54 in my lock of the week. How about them Cowboys? -3.5.
Good call.
On the road in New England.
Man, I hate this. You know I hate this.
I'm just kidding. Take that one off. I don't want the Cowboys. I don't want to jinx Draven's team. That would be a jerk move. Go ahead. Just take them off.
That would be a big jerk move.
I'm not going to pick the Patriots, but I'm not picking the Cowboys. Just make my lock, I guess. God, none of these are appealing at all.
Yeah, just stick to your gun and go with the Cowboys.
I don't want the Cowboys. I don't want to upset Draven. I really just want to root for him to lose, honestly. Give me God, is my favorite. Give me Detroit as my lock. Let's go Lions.
Wow.
Let's go Lions. Those locks of the week were brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. We already told you about the same game parlay. Told you about it. Free risk-free bet. Put it in. They give you $10 back every week this football season. This weekend is a great opportunity to give it a try. This bet a same game parlay with 3 legs or more. If your bet wins, you keep the cash. If it doesn't, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. They offer fast payouts. It's easy to use. It's safe. It's secure. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's our number one sportsbook. We love FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS, and you'll get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. So then we sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Last call on the other side.
Apex Pest Control is your
last call on the program. It's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking this weekend. Go throw some axes tonight. Use the promo code FANRUN. You get 15% off. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can book online at craftaxethrowing.com. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got for us?
After 23 years, this guy has been let go of his position.
Now give it to me.
On here, I think.
New Zealand Council ends the contract with their wizard after 2 decades of service.
Oh, man.
Ian Brackenbury Chanel was paid $16,000 a year each year to provide $16,000 a year.
60 or 16?
16. Okay. To provide acts of wizardry for the city and other wizard-like services. But yeah, after 23 years, they're letting him go. They're letting him go. He's been performing acts of wizardry and entertainment in public spaces. Well, when he was born in England.
For how long? 16 years?
23 years.
23 years? 23 years was back at what? 98?
So.
Is that when, like, Harry Potter came out? Like, Harry Potter came out around that time, right? Was he just riding the wave of, like, Harry Potter? Is that, like, was Wizards a thing again? And he was just like, hey, I'm going to ride this out right here?
No, he had been performing acts of wizardry since arriving in New Zealand in 1976. They said the council originally tried to stop him. The public protested in 1982, said he had become a living work of art. And then in 1990, the prime minister at the time asked if he would consider becoming the Wizard of New Zealand. The guy had wrote him a letter and said, I am concerned that your wizardry is not at the disposal of the entire nation. I suggest, therefore, you should urgently consider my suggestion that you become the Wizard of New Zealand, Antarctica, and relevant offshore areas. Huh.
Okay.
So he has performed in the city called Christchurch, rain danced in New Zealand and Australia during droughts, and was awarded the Queen's Service Medal in 2009. Okay. But then he was he encountered controversy with off-color comments about women. Oh, no. They canceled the wizard.
He got canceled?
I think that may have been it. No, why did they put that at the bottom of the article?
What happened to him? What was he doing?
He had some off-color comments about women, apparently. Said he liked to tease women by telling them that they were devious and said they used their cunning to get men who were thick. Oh.
Men that were thick. What does it mean for a man to be thick?
Know.
Is it the same as women? Or is he? Either way, let's move.
He said, "I love women. I forgive them all the time. I've never struck one yet. Never strike a woman because they bruise too easily is the first thing, and they'll tell the neighbors and their friends, and then you're in big trouble." Oh, geez, yeah.
Who is this kook?
He's a wizard.
The Wizard of New Zealand.
He seems kind of like a wizard. It seems like he got. How much of his annual income do we think that $16,000 a year was?
Probably all of it.
Like, surely he wasn't just living off that. Surely.
I don't know if he does. He looks like a wizard, man. He's got the beard. He's in his wizard outfit. He got a staff. Oh, my gosh. Acts of wizardry. I wish I could get paid $16,000 just to do acts of wizardry. Is Knoxville near the wizard?
Are you applying?
Yeah, if they need a wizard, I can be a wizard. They're not gonna know.
No offense. This is no flame. Don't take offense to it, but I feel like wizards are always pretty tall. When I think of a wizard, you not think 6'5" or 6'7"?
They aren't usually tall.
How tall was this guy? Does it say?
It doesn't say. But he became a wizard, so I'm assuming he had the height requirements. Maybe I could just be a leprechaun or something. Can I just do that?
Again, no flame, but if I was casting you for either, I would probably go leprechaun.
Okay. Take a pot of gold.
Just because I think of wizards as, really taller than 6'5". I think of wizards 7 foot. I mean, isn't Gandalf, isn't he like the biggest wizard? Isn't he like really big?
Yeah, he's tall.
Let me make, what's his name? What's his old Dumbledore? He seemed like a mountain of a man as well. Is he a wizard? He's a wizard, right? In Harry Potter?
I don't know Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's a wizard, yeah.
Dumbledore's a wizard, yeah. Right? I mean, I know he's a teacher, but I assumed they're all like ex-wizard. But he was thought to be big, right?
Yeah, he
like
was
a big
tall.
Old boy?
Yeah, he was tall.
Even if they're kind of, aren't they making him gay in the new movies?
I don't know. There's so many random stuff that comes out about.
Hayden, can you confirm or deny this? You seem like a Harry Potter guy.
I seem like a Harry Potter guy. I quit watching after the big snake in the second one.
Too
so you
scary?
Used to be a big Harry Potter guy, yeah.
I watched the first two, then I got scared. I did not watch 1 second of any of the other ones.
Couldn't read either? Did you get too scared of reading them, or you just didn't read them? You just watched the movies?
Nah, I'm not a big book guy.
Am I wrong? I thought they're making Dumbledore gay, like in the new, what's the spinoff called? Terrible Beast or whatever.
Yeah. It's Fantastic Beast.
Okay. Are they doing a new Dumbledore Fantastic Beast? And are they going to make him?
Yeah, she randomly, apparently she said that. Yeah. She always just randomly claims stuff like after a while.
Yeah, some there's fan fiction, I guess, that thought Dumbledore might be gay. And she's like, you know what? Yeah, he was. Good call, guys. Yeah.
How'd you know?
Definitely. Yeah.
How'd you know?
Now we're going to make it so in this new movie. So.
Oh, yeah, with the Griswold. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at me. Hmm. Well, wizard expert.
Big Harry Potter guy, huh? Yep.
So, I've seen the movies. I read 4 of the books. I stopped after the 4th one. I got too long. And I got a little too old.
Yeah,
I could be reading Harry Potter in high school, bro. I was trying to...
We're on wizards and things, and Draven still didn't have any costume ideas.
Oh, man.
We're out of time. What do you got for us?
Ninja Turtles?
That's good.
I don't know, man. I completely forgot
about
that.
The sad part is you claim to be the most... creative one of us. That's the
thing. Oh, because I can't think of how. I've actually had a couple of ideas, by the way, that you've all shot down. Don't forget that.
Or this or that, a segment to replace it. It's pitiful. It's truly pitiful.
This or that. Just topics I've been.
No,
good.
Not go to break. End the show. Russell Smith, the Bear, Jake, the drive's up next on Fan Run Radio. So you're watching the game and you see another ad.